We're here. We're live.
Oh, my hair matches my shirt.
Well, your hair looks nice. Your shirt looks nice.
I had to touch up my hair. I'm going to wash it, but conversations with
you. So how are you?
Exactly. I'm good. How are you? You look handsome.
I feel fat.
What?
Yeah.
Me too. Don't worry. Here you go.
Did you enjoy your paleo food?
I did very much indeed. Are you ready for some news?
Well, give me some news.
All right. So Faith Evans is hinting that there will be a new album called The King and I. King and I. It's called a posthumous.
Post. Not homoous, but I know. Post. I know what word you're trying.
Yeah. And it's Notorious B.I.G., you know, her late husband. And there also will be a hologram tour coming to you soon.
Really?
A single from The King and I will be out this summer.
Wow.
It's okay. She says it's something that he would definitely want to do.
That hologram thing, I guess, is pretty big.
I thought it was big in like 2010, and I haven't heard of anybody doing it except
Pac Jackson.
Except the, but these are years ago. These are like 2011, 2012, 2013. This isn't like in the last 2 years, maybe. But the last person I heard of doing a hologram was CeCe. Because he didn't, for his political run, because he was afraid he was
Modi.
Yeah.
Modi, the Indian
Weird.
President.
Yeah.
Modi is the last name. I don't know what the first name is.
Yeah, so that is Detroit.
Modi. All right.
All right. Avicii, who is a EDM artist. You know, he does the song, so wake me up when it's all
over.
And he's the one that introduced Levels. Oh, sometime I get a good feeling. Well, he has made an open letter that he is retiring from touring because there's just too much life to live in such little time. And at 26 years old, he will continue making music, but after this year, he will not be on tour. So you can't see him at Ultra, you can't see him at EDC, you can't see him at Winter Wonderland or any other music festival that he would be at. So he's done with looking at all you people at 26 years old. So, oh, yes. So that is Avicii. Geraldo Rivera and his dance partner, Adita Silowanska, parodied Donald Trump and Melania.
Exactly. Loser.
Got 13 out of 30.
Yeah.
And were the first ones eliminated.
Yeah, exactly. Loser.
Stars.
People are busting stones on the internet saying that he lost because he was Trump. Like they voted him off.
And you know what?
Not because he was a bad dancer, but because that the judges don't like Trump. So they're like, we don't like Trump. F you.
But the whole there was supposed to be a joke because what they did was the salsa, and as you know, that's at 8. A very famous Mexican dance.
Yep.
It's been around for many, 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 many years. And it was just funny. Like they said, it would be funny to parody Trump, have her come out in the fur coat, taking away the phone from President Trump, and then dancing the salsa.
It's so stupid. This is stupid. And you, I can't. And Geraldo's, first off, he's, I think, I don't even know if he's Mexican. I thought he was like Puerto Rican. But he's something.
He's funny.
He's something.
He's funny.
But yeah, people were kind of busting his stones because he was Trump and saying that the people don't like Trump. But yeah, how does Geraldo not perform the salsa good? Exactly.
Wow, I thought that would be like the easiest dance to do.
I know.
Because all it is hip movements. But whatever. He's not coordinated. Iggy Azalea will be the guest honor at the Miami Beach Gay Pride. And let's hope that she doesn't cancel this event like she did whenever she was supposed to be at the Pittsburgh Pride Parade last year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did the story on it. That's why.
A while ago, though.
That's why I'm redoing the story, because maybe she won't cancel this one for whatever weird purposes of... I think at the time it was the Britney Spears song, because it wasn't doing good promotion, and people were like, you suck, Iggy. We don't like you right now.
Is she supposed to... So I take it she's supposed to sing? Or
she's performing.
She's
the guest of honor, so she'll perform, right. And she'll be on a big flow and be like, I love all my gay mates.
Oh, man. All right.
So Elton John's bodyguard, who is now a lieutenant for the LAPD, Jeffrey Wininger, is suing Elton John for sexual harassment.
Oh, I just guessed that.
And battery. He claims that between March and April 2014, there was a few incidences that happened, including one where they were in a car driving. Elton John was like, say hello to Uncle Elton. And he's such a gorgeous boy. He started groping Jeffrey's pants, put his hands down Jeffrey's shirt, pulled out his pants, and started touching him.
Yeah!
But right now, Elton John is on a family vacay in Venice and will be back at his residency in Las Vegas April 16th. So we'll go from there and see what happens.
I love it. I love it. Elton John, man, it's like groping. It's like, come here.
It's such a gorgeous thing.
Come here. Kiss it. I want you to kiss it.
Say hello to Uncle Elton.
I want you to kiss it. Just give it
a kiss. No, it's not him. He's the one like saying, let me kiss it.
Yeah, but it's a mutual thing. I'm sure Elton doesn't just want to kiss it. He wants to also receive.
He looks more of like a giver. Come on, look at him. Look at him. Think about it. Exactly.
All right.
Sports news.
Okay.
Matt Harvey, the pitcher for the Mets, is expected back to start on Sunday after having a blood clot in his bladder.
Oh, Jesus.
Last week, the people at the Mets, so like the GMs and the coaches, were saying that he had a non-related sports injury and that it's serious and they don't know exactly what, but it was blood clots. He did pass it, so good. You're good. You're good, good, good.
Blood, gosh. Blood clots. No blood. This is horrible. Sounds horrible.
You tell him, Trump.
Nobody wants blood clots. Not good.
All right, John Jones, UFC fighter, was on a radio show saying how he recently got pulled over again in Albuquerque. I guess he lives or knows people or has family in the Albuquerque area, because he seems to always get in trouble in Albuquerque. And he says that he got pulled over, cited for drag racing, speeding, having a modified muffler that is not legal in the city. He had lane issues, license plate issues. So he was cited for all these things. And the police did confirm it to the radio station. But yes, so he is constantly in trouble. But this time for drag racing. Hey, I'd rather have someone drag race than say, oh, I'm suspended for a year because I failed the drug test. I mean, that's a little more. Because you don't get suspended for... drag racing.
He must live in New Mexico.
In that area.
Yeah, he must.
Big news for women UFC, because Cyborg is officially going to make her UFC debut May 14th in her hometown, Brazil. And she says that she will be fighting against Leslie Smith.
I don't know who Leslie Smith is.
Cyborg is 15-1.
I got to imagine she's going to just annihilate Leslie Smith. And this will launch. Man, I'm dying. This will launch Cyborg's kind of USC. When people see her fight, the UFC people, they're going to be excited. Mm-hmm. They're going to like her.
Yeah.
She's manly looking, but they're going to like her because she
doesn't really have anything to do with it.
Yeah. Listen, why was Gina Carano popular? Why was, what's her name? Rousey popular. Why did they also pose half naked? What? Because there's that
sex appeal.
That sex appeal of a girl who fights and punches people, but then, you know, gets latex painted on their breasts. You know,
All right, so Carmelo Anthony got a little bit of a surprise whenever a kid ran onto the court and hugged his leg, because, you know, a kid is like 3 foot and Carmelo Anthony is 7 foot. But he's not exactly 7 foot, he's like 6'7", same difference, kind of. But he said he was a little shocked because, you know, it's the last minute and they're all at the post getting ready for the free throws, and all of a sudden he feels a braze against his leg, holding on, and looks down at the little kid, and then the ref like comes and like escorts the kid, and the kid runs up to his mom, and she like slaps him on the head, like, "What are you doing?"
I've seen it on the Vine.
Yeah,
it was like a Vine thing I'd seen on.
And he's like, "It's a kid. What?"
Yeah. It was good. It was good. It was funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, a little dangerous. You definitely can't promote that. You can't have kids running out on the court, but it is what it is.
And then he joked his security issues.
Yeah.
All right, final story. Kobe Bryant and the Lakers suffered a horrible loss last night.
What did they lose by, like 50?
48 points. Oh. Against the Utah Jazz, 123-75. And the last time they lost 48 points to a team was in 2014 against the Los Angeles Clippers. Kobe's like, "I'm not sitting on the bench no more. I'm going to play the whole entire game." And what happens? He goes out there, plays the whole entire game, and loses. Loses.
Yeah, they're playing for the lottery. That's what they're doing. They're playing for the lottery. They're playing for the pick. They're playing to get better position. They're playing for the draft. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Wow. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. Do you know Patty Duke died?
Yeah, but I don't know who she is, so I didn't do a story.
69, she died. She's a little young. She earned her fame for her role as a rambunctious teen, identical cousin to Patty Duke show. Yeah.
That's all for me. My name is Katie.
She was also a mental health advocate.
This is internet radio host Bob Zicari. My name is Katie. And down below is Little Boss Man, who's going to go for a walk. And that's it.
Okay.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.